This is KUT. Texas lawmakers wrap up a very busy week at the Capitol today. KUT's Ben Philpott reports Thursday had a little bit of everything that you'll find at the end of a legislative session.
With just over 2 weeks left in the legislative session, lawmakers are scrambling to get their bills to the governor's desk. That scramble often takes the form of bills being attached to other bills in hopes of getting them passed. That's exactly what Republican Senator Larry Taylor did Thursday morning when he added a provision to create a school voucher system onto a school finance bill.
It establishes the Education Savings Account Program administered by the Comptroller, which provides parents with funds to pay for education needs of their child. But this educational savings account is only for children with a disability.
Senate Republicans made voucher legislation a priority this session, while members of both parties in the House were opposed. This addition gives it another slim shot. Another late session tradition is slowing down work in the House to keep bills from being passed. Lawmakers add amendments, they ask question after question, and take as much time as possible before allowing a vote. The slowdown can lead to a tense debate, like the one Thursday between Tyler Republican Matt Schaefer and Houston Democrat Carol Alvarado on a bill that would change how abortion data is collected.
Because we have a lack of good data on this procedure. We need to modernize it. We need to bring it into the 21st century. We need electronic reports. We need reports that conform to other aspects of the law.
I think you need to come into the 21st century.
That bill ultimately passed, and the decorum in the House went downhill from there. Democrats stalling because of bills passed this session, like the ban on sanctuary cities. Members of the far-right Freedom Caucus derailing the debate because the House hasn't done enough on their pet legislation, like abortion restrictions and the so-called bathroom bill. And why did slowing down the process matter last night? Well, because just like in Cinderella, when the clock struck midnight, House bills that hadn't been given initial approval turned into a pumpkin.
Question occurs and passed the third reading of House Bill 3292. All those in favor say aye. Opposed nay. Ayes have it.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Pickett, for what purpose?
I'd like to call a point of order. The time's expired.
Hundreds of House bills died last night, thanks to a self-imposed deadline. But they're actually only mostly dead.
There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive.
And as long as there's time left before the session ends on May 29th, everything is slightly alive. Ben Philpott, KUT News.